We might have a vibe on the line.
Atomic batteries to power.
Are you my vibe meister?
It is.
Greetings.
It is the Vala. Let me get your music there, Roscoe. What's going on?
I don't know. What's been going on over there?
Wow.
Well, I tried calling a couple times.
We were at what, 5? We were eating for a while.
Oh, I mean, really?
You tried to call at 4:30?
No, I was watching this stupid, between working on the gear and watching this senator.
Not to mention calling on a cordless phone.
Yeah, the Thomas confirmation thing.
Sounds more like he's calling on an electric razor.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So, you've been watching the Thomas confirmation?
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Well, who they got on the stand today?
So they got Thomas, the second babe, never showed up.
Oh, really?
Bummer.
Yeah, she, they used the technical term, got cold feet. But it was pretty fun this morning when they were talking, you know, to hear these senators, you know, on CNN talking about long dong silver.
It's in the congressional record, man.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to change that.
They're all going to go out and buy a copy now.
Well, they're all looking for that donkey tape.
Yeah, I don't know where the guy...
Actually, if we have today's post, Al Goldstein had some long dong silver anecdotes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Al Goldstein.
Anyway, what is the vibe here?
Today's vibe is just technical frustration.
Technical frustration?
Frustrated.
Oh.
I'm just trying to read these manuals and... For
which appliance is this again?
Oh, the new 8-track Super Bang.
Oh, you got it? Where'd you get it?
I got it from the guy.
Oh, from Fred?
Yeah.
Oh, the Rocky Uppy?
Yeah.
Cool. Hope you got it at a good price.
I got a pretty good price.
Yeah, it seems Al Goldstein and his staff were hot on the case of Long Dong Silver, a legendary porn star who Professor Anita Hill claims Thomas talked to her about the job. Screw staffers insisted that Thomas would have seen the porn actor either in a magazine or a peep show, as he made no full-length films. The main thing he was in a loop with Seika in the late 70s.
Oh, really?
That old archivist Al Goldstein.
Yeah.
Well, completeness is a virtue.
Well, I think, wasn't he just, Thomas was just referring to himself as Long Dong Silver.
But he didn't invent the name.
No.
See, it wasn't that he harassed her about this. It's that he claimed he invented the name and he was being unoriginal and he stole it. And that's what the big controversy is about,
he
I believe.
Claimed
No, I don't know.
Oh.
No.
I saw a picture of him once in a magazine. Not Thomas, but LDS.
Oh, the one with where he had a thing tied in a knot?
Yeah, I saw that.
No, I didn't see the knot one. I just saw him standing there looking kind of proud of it all, as I guess he should.
I read about it one time. They were talking about how Joe Louis was the original Long Dong Silver.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. The Brown Bomber?
Milton Berle.
Forrest Tucker. Mm. Roddy McDowell, oddly enough.
Just
Huey Lewis, also oddly enough. Why do I know this? Somebody shoot me.
Because your name is Bruce?
I don't know.
The ultimate name.
Thanks, Go. That was good to get a positive vote from 4th Street.
Hey. I don't know. I'm kind of, it's upsetting when you miss the vibe report, you know, especially when you're the guy who's doing it.
What's ML want for her birthday?
Oh, I don't know.
Be honest. Tell her to be honest.
Help her to be honest?
Show her the way.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, you know, expensive cologne,
No, I mean from us.
A new car.
Something inexpensive.
Yeah, right. Be honest. No, she's not here right now.
McDonaldland gift certificates?
McDonaldland. Yeah, everybody should go over to McDonald's there on 1st Avenue and 7th Street and get extra fries so the fry smell blows in Straw's back window.
McNightmare.
Yeah, she is. She has been battling it out with the folks at McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Oh, I'm sure she'll win.
Yeah, I know. That's a real cause.
Imagine her coming down in her house coat and her slippers, banging on the glass.
Hey, I met my new neighbor this morning. Like, I was previewing the new diesel-only releases for the show today.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy knocks on my door. He's like, I'm having a real hard time sleeping without music. It wasn't loud or anything. I was like,
where did he move? In a Clarence's place?
No, underneath me.
Underneath you?
Yeah.
Isn't that where there were the guys that were having the Velvet Underground Fest?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then there was the New Wave College Girl Fest.
The Cowboy Junkies trip. Yeah.
So which was, what was
this
guy?
This is a whole new one.
What was this guy's particular flavor?
You know, he's paying three times as much for an apartment as he should, and he's not. He thinks he deserves some kind of like special treatment.
Roscoe, he's come to the East Village for peace and quiet.
Well, so are you going to let practice in your apartment now?
Well, I got my Super Champ, so it's like me playing along to I've been playing along to the Nightcaps album. Wine. That's a good one for that.
And what you need to do is you need to just put the amp face down on the floor.
I don't have to.
That's a pretty wompy.
It'll blow some air, even face a normal direction.
Well, the Bob O tape thing would be, you know, you've got the double deck with the reverse. So.
I got a CD player. I can put Sister Ray on repeat and leave for the weekend.
Summer Means New Love.
But the best thing, the thing about Bob O's when he did that on New Year's Eve was that after on the, he had two tapes that played all the way through, but on the second one, at the very end, he let 10 minutes of silence. So every time that came around, the people thought that
it was a reprieve.
It was over.
And but the nightmare was just beginning.
Then it came back with that whole, you know, 90-minute tape of different Louie Louie versions, including the University of Wyoming Marching Band.
Wow.
Well, God, even talking about Bob O.
He's listening.
Bob O.
Yeah.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, Bob O. He's on the west side. Probably gets it pretty good over there.
Mm-hmm. So to speak.
So when do I get my technical update thing?
Oh, yeah, we're going to send Brian over there to troubleshoot and I don't know, we should do it soon.
Yeah, I could.
I'm gonna head over there this week with some wires.
Yeah, I wouldn't miss the show if I could, you know, hear it.
Mm. Let's see. I can't pick it up either in my new digs.
Well, what?
Try wrapping your head in aluminum foil.
What floor are you on?
I already do that anyway, but that just keeps the government from bothering me with their rays.
What floor are you on?
Fifth floor, man. Top of the world.
Cool. Well, I saw that Rudy thing, that record over there. So how old is that guy?
I don't know. I guess he's in his 50s. He's pretty well preserved.
Did you guys see him, or did you?
We did gigs with him. It was during your wedding week. Uh-huh. We did two gigs with him.
Wild Girl says hi.
Hey, Wild Girl.
Yeah, you know, he's cool, man. He's like this Mexican guy from San Antonio. He's a rockabilly singer back then. He's like Doug Somm's first employer. And then he moves to Seattle to become a lounge singer. So by the time we met up with him, he's just a showbiz powerhouse, man. He like had the book with like the words for every breath that you take and everything else, you know?
Really?
For like the lounge thing. And in the back were all the old rock and roll things.
Wow.
He's a cool guy.
His fake book.
The words that don't mess with my ducktail.
Yeah. Exactly.
He wrote that song.
Cool. Well, that's it right there. You might as well, then you could just go out to eat after something like that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well,
okay, Roscoe,
you
going to the big rock show?
Which rock show?
Well, Rongo's band, Liars and the Phantom Surfers, are over at the Fug.
Oh, yeah, I am going over there.
Well, maybe we'll catch you there.
What time is that?
Oh, I don't know. We're trying to figure that out. What time? Anybody have any idea?
Kickoff's about 9:30 or 10 o'clock.
Yeah, Rongo told me that they were playing shortly after that. So.
Really? I'm thinking like 11-ish then.
I just don't want to be standing in Omfug at 4 in the morning.
Oh,
you know?
The beer is $3.50 or something for the bottom rung of the beer spectrum.
Look and visit Moffitt's place, you know?
Yeah.
Moffitt.
There's an idea. The Jones.
Uh-huh. You know, sometimes the inside thing gets so inside that I'm stuck outside.
There it is. You get the brush back. Sorry, Hoss.
Aloha.
Okay, Roscoe. Aloha.
State of the Vibe report, day late, dollar short.
Better late than never, folks.